September 23rd through the 29th, Galatians, Walk in the Spirit. As you read Galatians, record the impressions you receive. Doing so will help you remember and ponder them in the future. The gospel of Jesus Christ offers freedom from spiritual bondage. But sometimes people who have experienced the freedom of the gospel turn away from it and desire again to be in bondage. See Galatians 4, verse 9. This is what some Galatian saints were doing. They were turning away from the liberty Christ had offered them. Paul's epistle to the Galatians then was an urgent call to come back to the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. See Galatians 5:1. This call is one we also need to hear and heed, because while circumstances change, the struggle between freedom and bondage is constant. As Paul taught, it's not enough to be called unto liberty. We must also stand fast in it by relying on Christ. Ideas for personal scripture study. Galatians chapters 1 through 5. The law of Christ makes us free. Paul wrote to the Galatian saints when he learned they were being led astray by false teachings. One of these teachings was that in order to be saved, Gentiles who had accepted the gospel needed to be circumcised and to keep other traditions in the law of Moses. Paul called these traditions the yoke of bondage. See Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Because they were preventing the saints from fully living the law of Christ, which brings true freedom. What do you find in Paul's counsel to the Galatians that can help you understand what true freedom is? You could also ponder what yokes of bondage might exist in your life. Is there anything that is preventing you from experiencing the freedom that the gospel offers? How have Christ and His gospel made you free? See Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. See also 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27, and chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. Galatians 3. I am an heir to the blessings promised to Abraham. Some of the Galatian saints were concerned that because they were not literal descendants or seed of Abraham, they would not receive the blessings promised to Abraham, including those of exaltation. According to Galatians 3, verses 7 through 9, verses 13 through 14, and verses 27 through 29, what qualifies a person to be the seed of Abraham? To learn about the blessings promised to Abraham and the blessing that we can inherit as his seed, see Bible Dictionary, Abraham, Covenant of, and Abrahamic Covenant, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 25. Did Abraham have the gospel of Jesus Christ? The prophet Joseph Smith explained, quote, "We cannot believe that the ancients in all ages were so ignorant of the system of heaven as many suppose, since all that were ever saved were saved through the power of this great plan of redemption, as much so before the coming of Christ as since. Abraham offered sacrifice, and notwithstanding this, had the gospel preached to him." End quote. From the elders of the church in Kirtland to their brethren abroad, The Evening and the Morning Star, March 1834, page 143, josephsmithpapers.org. The following scriptures can indicate that the gospel of Jesus Christ was preached before the Savior's mortal ministry. See Helaman chapter 8, verses 13 through 20, and Moses chapter 6, verses 50 through 66. Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 26, and chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. If I walk in the Spirit, I will receive the fruit of the Spirit. Studying these verses can help you evaluate how fully you are walking in the Spirit. Are you experiencing the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in verses 22 and 23? What other fruits or results of spiritual living have you noticed? Ponder what you need to do to cultivate this fruit more fully. How might cultivating this fruit improve the important relationships in your life? Perhaps you are trying to walk in the Spirit, but it doesn't seem like your efforts are bearing the promised fruit. Read Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10, often referred to as the law of the harvest. What message do you feel the Lord has for you in these verses? How could you use these verses to encourage someone who is struggling to live the gospel? See also Alma chapter 32, verses 28 and 41 through 43. See also Doctrine and Covenants section 64, verses 32 through 34. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. What does it mean to live by faith? What is your family doing to show that you live by faith? Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. You might introduce Galatians 4 by discussing the differences between a king's servant and his children. What opportunities or potential does a king's child have that a servant does not? Think about this as you read together verses 1 through 7. What do these verses teach about our relationship with Heavenly Father? Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. To add some fun to your discussion of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, your family could label different fruits with words Paul used to describe the fruit of the Spirit. Then each family member could select one, define it, and talk about someone who exemplifies that fruit. This could lead to a discussion about ways your family could invite the Spirit into your home and cultivate this fruit. After the discussion, you can enjoy a fruit salad together. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. There may be times when someone in your family is overtaken in a fault. What counsel do you find in Galatians 6, verse 1 about what to do in such a situation? Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. If your family has ever planted something together, you could use that experience to illustrate the principle, "Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." See verse 7. Or you could ask family members about their favorite fruits or vegetables and talk about what it takes to grow a plant that produces that food. You can also use the picture that accompanies this outline as a visual aid. You could then have a conversation about blessings your family hopes to receive and how to reap those blessings. Improving our teaching. Help your family liken the Scriptures to themselves. Nephi said, quote, "I did liken all Scriptures unto us, that it might be for our profit and learning," end quote. See 1 Nephi 19:23. To help your family do this, you could invite them to ponder times when they have experienced the fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21.